And then also, I want to just briefly talk about another issue because of the fact that obviously a lot of people are asking me about this, which is the thing of vaccine exemption, like a religious exemption for vaccines, because a lot of people have been hitting me up for this. I do have a letter that I've written explaining why we're opposed to it. And so if you want to get a letter like that, if you need that for your job or something, because I know a lot of people have needed this, or a lot of jobs are now forcing people to get vaccinated and stupid things like that. So we have a sign-up sheet over there just to make it easy so that we don't have to communicate with a million people. Just go over there and write your email address on that sheet there, and then I'll email you over a signed letter from yours truly explaining, you know, our church's position on that so that you could show that to your employer or whatever to get the religious exemption type of thing. But, you know, I want to just take a moment right now and just explain philosophically, you know, where I'm coming from on this. Okay. First of all, you know, the reason that I am against vaccines, there's a few different reasons. The main reason that I'm against vaccines is because I don't think it's good to be injecting that crap into your body. Okay. That's basically just to put it on the back of a postage stamp for you. Okay. Just to make it clear, you know, but what I've put in the letter is that number one, these vaccines are developed, cultured, researched, et cetera, with the aid of aborted fetuses. And so, you know, right away, that's something that we have a problem with. Using aborted fetuses to develop these vaccines is something that we are totally against. We don't want to participate in that. We don't want to have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We'd rather reprove them. So that's one issue. We believe that life begins at conception. There's plenty of scripture to teach that babies in their mother's wombs are alive, they're human, you know, God cares about them. And so we're against abortion, and we don't believe in science using aborted fetuses, even if it's going to help people or whatever. We would still be against it, number one. Number two, you know, we would go by the biblical concept of clean and unclean. And the Bible does not teach that we should knowingly put unclean substances into our body in order to provoke some kind of an immune response or health benefit. We should be clean, is what we believe. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to just go off on this a little bit because people care about this. It's something that's kind of happening right now. There is, I believe, a benefit in us as human beings coming into contact with germs. You know, our immune systems are designed to fight off germs, and so we're supposed to come into contact with germs, and so our bodies are designed to deal with that. And the difference, though, is that when we come into contact with germs naturally, they're coming in through like our nose or our mouth or our skin, and so they go through a lot of gates to get in. That's different than injecting something directly into your bloodstream. You're bypassing all of your body's natural defenses through your ears, your nose. You've got all kinds of mucus and membranes and things going on to filter that stuff. You know, just injecting that stuff straight into your bloodstream is pretty extreme, okay? I do believe that there's a financial motivation behind these vaccines. People are making billions of dollars off these things. The love of money is the root of all evil. And frankly, this vaccine campaign is bizarre. It seems like something that you would read out of like a dystopian novel or something. It's super weird. Like, hey, get a free vaccine and we'll even give you a $50 gift card if you'll take this vaccine. It's like, what? If this vaccine is so great, why do they have to offer you $50 to take it? And then how about this? How about when I had COVID, positive test result, was severely ill with COVID for a couple weeks, and then I recovered, and then the county calls me because, you know, because they're checking up on me because I had the positive test result. The county calls to check up on me, and I told them, yeah, I'm totally recovered. I'm good to go. They're like, okay, we want you to go get a vaccine now. And I told them, I said, excuse me, I just had the illness.
Right.
How do these vaccines work again? Oh, they simulate you having the illness. so that you can build antibodies. So why would I need to simulate that if I just did the real thing a week ago? But you read all these mainstream news articles. Oh, even if you've had COVID, get the vaccine anyway. But then when you actually read the article, anytime they quote a scientist, anytime they actually quote a scientist, he always says, well, actually, from what we know, the vast majority of the time, actually getting the illness provides more immunity for longer than a vaccine, 99% of cases. You know, that's what all the data has showed over the last many decades. But then you have basically these journalists who are not scientists, they're not doctors. These libtard journalists are just like, oh, well, you know, it might be better to get vaccinated. It might protect you from more strains. It's weird. There's something weird going on, okay? And so, you know, I'm like David, where I would say, I cannot use these for I have not proved them. You know, these vaccines are sketchy. Okay, I've known people personally who died from it, but you never hear about that. But that, forget about that, and that's a conspiracy theory, even though I know somebody who died right after they took the vaccine. Well, they were old and they would have died anyway. Well, so are a lot of these people from COVID old and would have died anyway. Okay, so it is what it is. So, you know, the bottom line is people are making billions of dollars off these vaccines. Yeah, they're free when you get them, but somebody paid for them. Okay, nothing's free. Somebody's making billions of dollars off these vaccines. They're sketchy. They're pushing them so hard. It's weird. It's almost like a religion or something where, like, you have to just virtue signal that you got the vaccine. And it's not enough to be sick with COVID. I mean, my wife and I both got COVID. She went down and got the antibody test. Her antibodies were like, what, three times what they say you're immune or something. She was like off the charts. She's a superhuman. She had, didn't you tell me your antibodies were off the charts? They were in the high, she was at the highest level that they measure of antibodies from having the illness. But I guess she needs to go get vaccinated too to please whoever. It makes no sense, my friend. Okay, so, you know, it's an abuse of power if the government or these corporations or whoever else are forcing you to inject something into your body. And then they claim like, oh, it's for the common good so that you don't spread this thing to everybody else, right? But here's the thing about that is that when you actually look at the data, you'll see that people who are vaccinated still spread it. But then they're like, yeah, but they don't get as sick though. They don't die as much. They don't get as sick, but they still spread it. So here's my question then. If getting vaccinated still allows me to spread it, which is why the CDC now says vaccinated or unvaccinated, you still wear a mask, both. If being vaccinated doesn't stop me from spreading it, it just stops me from getting less sick, then it sounds like the only person I'm hurting by not getting vaccinated is myself. And in fact, if vaccinated people get less sick with it, they would probably spread it more because they have no symptoms, and then they're going to go around and just not even quarantine. So everybody see what I'm saying? So there's just a lot of things about this that just don't add up. And you say, well, Pastor, that's just your opinion. You're right. That's why this isn't part of the sermon. This is the announcements. This is my little opinion hour. I'm just giving my opinion. Now, the part about aborted fetuses, that's the word of God. But, you know, I am just giving my opinion. I'm just telling you where the way I see it, things don't add up. It's weird. And so excuse me for not wanting to just inject this stuff into my body that's so sketchy and that the media is being so weird about when the science is not, the data is not in yet because it's too new. It's too soon. It's too recent. So anyway, that's how I feel about that personally. Okay. Now, as far as, and I'm spending time on this because I know a lot of people care about this, and I keep getting asked the same questions by a lot of people, so I figure if one person asks me, there's probably 10 people wondering the same thing, okay? And they say, what if my job forces me to be vaccinated, right? You know, what do I do? And here's what I've been telling people. I tell people, I say, look, it depends on how important your job is to you. Because I don't believe that it would be a sin for you if your job forces you to take the vaccine and you take the vaccine to keep your job. I don't think you've committed sin there. Okay? Now, because people are asking, like, is taking the vaccine a sin? And we have to be careful with this question because this is not a simple answer. And here's why. Because of the fact that sin is a transgression of the law. And we don't want to teach for doctrines the commandments of men. Now, the only thing that I can really get up and dogmatically say is a sin are things that the Bible says are a sin. You know, so if the Bible tells me that killing is a sin, adultery is a sin, stealing is a sin, there's no doubt about that. I can dogmatically get up here and say it's a sin, period. It's always wrong. Don't do it. You know, and I would die on that hill. Okay. Whereas other things that we would get up and say that they're wrong or sinful is because we've extrapolated out principles from the Bible. Okay, like let me give you an example. Is there a verse in the Bible that says that smoking is wrong? Is there a verse that says thou shalt not smoke? Now you might think that smoking wasn't around back then, but guess what? Smoking's always been around. There's no new thing under the sun. And historically, smoking off and on throughout history has been a thing. Yet there's no verse in the Bible that says thou shalt not smoke. So I can't really get up with the same force of, say, murder or adultery and just get up and say, thou shalt not smoke, because of the fact that it is not a clear command in the Bible. But do I believe smoking is a sin? Absolutely, I do. And here's why I would say it's a sin. Because the Bible says that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And obviously, we should glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. We should take care of our body. There's a biblical principle of taking care of our health, taking care of our body, being clean, etc. And also, you know, the Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. The Bible lists foolishness itself as a sin. So being stupid is a sin. And if you smoke, you're being stupid because you're just destroying your body, wasting money. That's stupid. Who here thinks smoking is stupid? It's a stupid decision. Even smokers would tell you, like, this is stupid. Right? Even smokers will tell you it's stupid. I remember, you know, a friend of mine one time told me they went to this job, and everybody at this job would take smoke breaks. And so they felt kind of left out. So basically, you know, one day they brought a pack of cigarettes to work, you know, went out on the little porch, lit up a cigarette, and started smoking. And everybody out there said, what are you doing? And they're like, well, you know, I'm smoking. You don't smoke? Well, I'm just starting. You idiot! We're doing this because we have to. We don't want to be here. Save yourself. And it's like, oh, okay, you know. And this person did not take up smoking. But that's what I'm saying. Even smokers will tell you it's stupid. But I can't really get up with the same force, do you understand, of saying, like, smoking is a sin, you know, because really it's sin because of biblical principles. So it's like a one-step removed commandment versus like a direct commandment. Does everybody see the difference there? Yes. One of them is like the Bible's telling me this. Another one's like extrapolating it out. Like, here's the thing. If the Bible says that, you know, gluttony is wrong, okay, well, then, you know, could I really get up and dogmatically say that it's a sin for you to eat a Taco Bell today? You know what I mean? But here's the thing. If you're just constantly indulging in Taco Bell, it's probably damaging you like smoking would damage you. Right? I mean, it's not good for you. Eating junk, drinking junk is not good for you. But I can't just declare that a sin with the same force that I could something that the Bible actually mentions. So I'm going to preach a lot harder about alcohol than smoking, because alcohol is something that the Bible specifically talks a lot about. And then I can take that alcohol principle and I can extrapolate that out to marijuana and cocaine and whatever else. So look, I'm not up here saying that these things aren't bad. I'm not saying that it's okay to smoke. Let me just repeat myself again. I believe that smoking is a sin. I believe it's wrong. Don't do it. Quit. But you see how that is something that I've derived from Scripture versus something that is directly from Scripture. Now, here's the thing. If I were in a life or death situation, it was like, hey, smoke this cigarette and you'll live, I'd be like, let's do it. I mean, would anybody here really be willing to sacrifice your life not to smoke a cigarette? Or would you just say, hey, pass me a cigarette, let's do it? Because are you really going to die on that hill when it's not even something God mentioned? I wouldn't. If I had to smoke a cigarette, I can't imagine a situation where I would have to smoke a cigarette to save my life. But let's just say it existed, I would do it. If somebody put a gun, and I know that what I'm saying right now is not going to be popular with a lot of people, but you know what? It's not my job to get up and tell people what they want to hear and what's popular. Right. You know, I'm getting up and telling what's right. Okay? And look, I'm just, this is what I believe is right. And you don't have to agree with me, but I'm here telling you what I believe is right based on Scripture. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest right now. If somebody held a gun up to my head and said, take this COVID vaccine, I would just take it. Ah, you compromiser, hey, Jesuit, NASA, spy, man. Because guess what, idiot? It's not the mark of the beast because it's not going in your forehead. You know, I want to say, these idiots that are saying it's the mark of the beast, look. You get vaccinate your forehead or your right hand? You go get a vaccine in your right hand? Why don't you actually go by what the Bible actually said? Okay, it's not the mark of the beast.
Right.
It's a vaccine. Okay, now look, I haven't taken the COVID vaccine. I'm not going to. My wife's not going to. My kids aren't going to. I think the whole thing's a scam, and I'm not into it. But at the same time, I'm not willing to die for that, and I'm not going to impose that onto other people. If you're here this morning and you think that the COVID vaccine is wonderful, you know what? I'm not going to judge you for getting it or condemn you for getting it because that's your opinion. If that's what you believe, then go get vaccinated if that's what you believe. I don't believe it's good. If you believe it's good, then go do it because the Bible doesn't specifically say one way or the other. You don't have to agree with my opinion, okay? But like I said, that is not a hill that I would be willing to die on. Now, if somebody put a gun to my head and said, blaspheme Christ, I'd say pull the trigger.
Right.
If somebody put a gun to my head and said, take back what you preached about the Sodomites, I'd say pull the trigger. That's clear in Scripture. That's black and white, and I will die on that hill. These other issues of opinion or extrapolation from Scripture, you know, obviously you've got to choose where you draw the line. You know, if your ox or your ass falls in the ditch on the Sabbath day, you pull it out. So what was the whole point why we said that smoking a cigarette is wrong or that, you know, injecting junk into you is wrong is that it's, you know, we're supposed to take care of our health. Was it a bullet into my head isn't going to be good for my health either. And like I had a guy contact me and he said that these were his two choices. He was either going to get a dishonorable discharge from the military or take the COVID vaccine. And I told him, I said, look, I said, you got to do what you got to do. It's up to you. But I said, if I were in your situation, I would just take the COVID vaccine because, you know, as much as I don't want to take it, a dishonorable discharge is probably going to be worse for your health because a dishonorable discharge is like being a convicted felon. And you have to write that on every job application for the rest of your life. And that is going to haunt you 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. It's like being a convicted felon. You can never own a gun again. You lose your civil rights. And so, yeah, I mean, in that kind of a situation, you know, I would say it's not worth it. But that's just me. I told the guy, do what you want. It's up to you. And people have been asking me, what if my job forces me to get the COVID vaccine? And I told him, I said, you know what? It really just depends on how important your job is to you, that trade-off. If you just have to have this job, then you might have to just bite the bullet and do it. I don't think at that point you're in sin, especially if they're forcing you to do it. You know, I mean, what if my job said you have to eat at McDonald's every day to work at this company? You know, it'd have to be a really good job, but I might just develop a taste for it, you know? But I'm not going to go willingly just go eat that junk. Some of you are like, that's a dream job. But the thing is, you know, it's really, I believe, a matter of personal choice and individual personal liberty. So as your pastor, I'm not getting up here and telling you, hey, get this vaccine, don't get this vaccine. I'm up here telling you, you know what, you do what you think is right, because the Bible doesn't clearly state this one way or another. You got to do what you believe is right. You know your situation. But I will say this, you know, here's what I think about it. I don't trust it. You know, it's like those memes, like things I trust more than this COVID vaccine. It's like gas station sushi, lobster from the Dollar Tree, you know, punch served at Bill Cosby's house or something, you know, like all the different, you know, what all the things that I would trust more than the vaccine. So, you know, the point is that it's a matter of personal individual liberty. And all that being said, I have written a letter stating why we believe that vaccines are wrong and why we don't do vaccines. And if you are looking for a religious exemption, look no further. I got your back. I've already written the letter and signed my name to it, put all the Bible verses about not putting unclean things into your body, and your body's a temple of the Holy Ghost, and about life beginning at conception, and, you know, the aborted fetuses. I've written that up. I've signed it. It's on a church letterhead. And if they call me, I'll obviously back up all those things, because that's what I believe. So I'm, you know, it's up to you what you do, though. You know, I'm not trying to run your life. You know, the government may try to run your life. Corporations may want to run your life. But Faithful Word Baptist Church is never going to try to run your life. Amen. You know, we believe in freedom and liberty. We don't tell people what to do in their personal lives. And so that's where we're at on this. And I just want to say one more thing while we're on the subject. You know, our friend Pastor Kevin Sepulveda over in Australia, you know, he posted something online stating what's going on over there in Australia right now. And he pastors two churches in Australia. One of them's in Sydney, and one of them, I believe, is up on the Sunshine Coast of Australia. And he told me that they are on like a total lockdown. And about in the Sydney area, and a lot of the Sydney area, it's no jab, no job. Like, you can't work at any job unless you get this vaccine. And he said about 80% of his church is affected by that. He's not allowed to travel back and forth between the two churches because you can't cross any state lines. And if you do, you have to quarantine yourself in a hotel for 2 weeks. Okay? There's a 9 p.m. curfew every night. And that's probably a good idea anyway. I mean, it's a bad idea. It's wicked that the government would mandate that. But at least people are, you know, going to bed early. I think that's always good. But anyway, it shouldn't be the government making them do it, though. At least it's keeping people out of trouble. But, and then, hey, how about this? And he said, like, you can't go more than 3 miles from your house. So they're on this extreme, crazy lockdown, forced vaccinations, can't go more than 3 miles, 9 o'clock curfew, can't cross state lines, all this stuff. So I'm thinking to myself, well, there must be some huge outbreak of COVID in Australia. Right? I mean, doesn't it sound like they must be getting hit hard to have these draconian measures? I go on a website where I can see all the COVID statistics. Australia right now is like 121st most affected of countries in the world. They're not even in the top 10. They're not even in the top 100. They have like barely any cases. They have like less cases than the state of Arizona. In the whole country of Australia, they have like 2 people dying a day on average or something. Which it's like, okay, I mean, there's in a country with tens of millions of people die. Right. You know, a couple people, it's like not a big... So, I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, we're having like 10 times as many cases or 20 times as many cases, 30 times as many cases, and we have so much more freedom here. But in Australia, man, that's insane. Nothing's even going on. You know, it kind of reminded me of this corny commercial from the 80s. I have a little more latitude during the announcements. It's not really a sermon. But like during the 80s, there was this corny commercial for Head and Shoulders shampoo. And the guy's like, but you don't have dandruff. And he's like, exactly. Who knows what I'm talking about? A couple old people. So anyway, the announcements don't normally go this long if you're visiting. Usually the announcements are like 90 seconds. But anyway, you know, it's like, oh, well, that's why they don't have COVID, is because they're doing it. It's like, give me a break. That's insane. Now, I have one more thing to say, too. I just want to get this all off my chest, okay? And you know, again, I'm not claiming to be a medical expert or a scientist. I'm just using some common sense here. I do not believe it is healthy for you to spend 2 years of your life wearing a mask, socially distancing, and rubbing hand sanitizer on your hands compulsively. I don't think that that's how our bodies are designed to operate. You know, and it, all of these left-wing evolutionists, right? Because we, you know, we believe that we're created in the image of God. Amen. But all these left-wing evolutionists, here's my question for them that think that we evolved from animals, is why didn't we just, like, evolve a mask if that was so healthy? Like, why didn't we evolve, like, a flap? You know what I'm saying? Over all those millions of years, why didn't we just evolve like a flap that would come over our nose and mouth and have a built-in mask? Or some kind of a membrane, just like a mask, just filtering everything out. Well, because here's why. Because you know what? Our bodies are designed to actually take in germs and process them and actually have an immune response. It's like a treadmill for your immune system. You know, your immune system needs a workout.
Right.
And I'm looking at people who are saying now, I'm just going to wear this mask. Somebody told me this week, I'm going to wear this mask for the rest of my life. Because here's what they said. They said, in the last year and a half, I didn't get a cold. I didn't get COVID. I didn't get the flu. I didn't get any sickness. And so from now on, for the rest of my life, I'm just going to wear this thing. But here's the problem with that. It might sound good, like, hey, no colds. But you know what? You're supposed to get colds, okay? Yes, you are. Because, you know, it's your body has to work. Its immune system, your immune system's got to work a little bit. Because otherwise, if you're just like Howard Hughes, locking yourself up in a penthouse and never leaving, if you're just living in a plastic bubble, not exposed to any germs, your immune system, just like any other part of your body that you don't use, is going to fall into decay. And then the smallest little infection is going to just kick your backside. Does everybody see what I'm saying? So look, I can understand putting on a mask if there were like an acute outbreak, like something's happening and it's like, okay, we're dealing with a serious disease in the short term. Let's wear this thing to protect ourselves from these germs or protect other people from these germs or whatever. But let me tell you something. Here we are. It's been well over a year. It's been almost a year and a half now. This can't just become a way of life. This can't just become a permanent way of life. Just we always wear a mask. And we always just nuke everything on our hands. Because what you have to understand is that our bodies are filled with microorganisms with which we have a symbiotic relationship. Literally right now, my body has trillions of living things in it. Did you know that? I am just colonized. I mean, my body is like a universe. It's like a whole world of ecosystems of just bacteria and all kinds of creatures. And I'm not exaggerating when I say trillions.
Yeah.
I mean, think about when you go down and buy a probiotic,
right.
What does it tell you? Oh, you're getting 10 billion of them. Here's 100 billion of them. Why? Because we literally have trillions of microorganisms living in our body. So you don't want to necessarily just take napalm to your body and just kill, because you're killing the good germs too. You're killing the good bacteria. And what happens is if you kill the good bacteria, then the bad bacteria takes over. Somebody's going to rule the roost in your body. The good bacteria keeps the bad bacteria away. Think about if I left my house vacant, if I just locked the door and just left for years and then came back, what am I going to find living in my house when I get back? Animals, bugs, they're going to move in because they're going to fill that vacuum. Does everybody see what I'm saying? And so, you know, we don't want to just nuke all the good stuff on our hands every day and just constantly putting that stuff on our skin and just killing everything and just masked up and whatever. And some people like to wear the mask too because I think that they're just self-conscious about their face or something. Like they like to hide behind it. You know what? Just be who you are. Okay? Not everybody is going to look like some super handsome or beautiful. You know, just be content with how God made you and show us that beautiful face. All right? All right. That went way too long. So,